Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now, cheers. The
Rise Guys. Sorry, that was my fault. I forgot I had to turn my own mic on now. Allow me to do yours, Jim.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, sir.
There you go.
Appreciate you, Matt, man.
Oh man, oh man. Yeah, I just had to run down the hall to the old studio because I was sitting here looking around. I was like, something is missing. I was like, where's my fart gun at?
You need your fart gun.
Luckily,
you need it tomorrow.
Luckily, no overzealous fans took it from the old studio.
Oh, that's good.
The mobs.
You imagine?
Fans.
Where's my fart gun at? 911. Okay. Truth and consequences. Already. And I imagine these texts are from men, 72341. Could be from some women as well, calling him, the P word and various varieties of it.
Some of that coming through.
And I think the big takeaway from that already is You're married to somebody, yet you leave the house to call them on the radio station to tell them some pretty important information.
See, that's bad form.
Well,
something you probably shouldn't do. But I'm glad he wants to do it.
That's what I'm saying. It's not always like, hey, man, it's not a good move. It's more of just like, all right, that's what you want to do.
That's what he wants to do. Is it what I would do?
No.
Hopefully not.
I can tell you from the get-go, this is not something you would do, Jim. I can tell you from the jump. And we can say the names, too. So let's say hello to Ray with an A. Hey, Ray. Uh-oh. Okay.
We heard some noise on the line. We just got to.
It sounded like
we lost him. I called back.
The background of Ray. That was a chair, by the way. It wasn't. I could tell. One of the chairs is a little gassy.
Yes.
I mean, that's what it sounds like, but it's not a fart.
Yeah, Fat Boy's got a squeak on his chair.
Now this.
There you go.
That's
see?
Fart
yeah,
gun.
It's definitely
you
gaseous.
You knew you were going to need that.
Yeah, fart gun 3000.
All right. I believe we're about ready to try this again.
Yeah.
With the new board and the new studio to see what happens with the new phone.
Fat Boy's got the farting chair.
He does.
Hey, Ray. Oh, Ray.
Oh. Hey.
There he is.
Ray, can you hear me?
I can hear you guys.
Perfect.
Oh,
good,
nice.
Good, good.
Great news.
I don't know if, you've probably been listening too, but we're in a brand new studio now. So I had my fingers crossed and my toes too that you would be able to, the phones would work. So I'm glad this is working out.
I can hear you guys.
Well, thank you. All right. So I've already laid this portion out. You are married and you have left the house, I guess, earlier than normal to be away from your wife when you call her to tell her this. Is that right?
Yeah, it's kind of a touchy subject. I have to get out of
the house.
Having a hard time hearing Ray right now.
Don't know issue
with our phone board or
I don't know. Are we on speaker, Ray?
Yeah.
You hear me now?
Perfect, yes.
Yeah, a little better, a little better.
So let's talk about your family. Do you have just the one child?
Yeah. They have a son.
Okay. I can tell you just from personal experience. I mean, if it comes up, fine. But I wouldn't say the kid's name just because my child prefers I not say her name on the radio anymore.
Yeah.
So maybe not do that. But what's going on with everything?
Well, I'm calling. I'm trying to tell my wife. You know, she's really helping on him paying all his bills, and to me, I don't think he's at an age where he has to take care of all his responsibilities. So I want to, kind of break it to her that I've been helping him pay his bills, pretty much all of them except for food.
I see. Mm-hmm. 19 years old.
18, yeah. And, to me, he's still a child. He's a young man, but, he tries to put a lot of these responsibilities on that I don't know. I think it's just a little over time.
Yeah, a lot of people agree with you there that, 19, living at home, he ought to be doing something to contribute or kick in or something for himself even.
Well, I guess he'd already be, is he going to college?
He graduated, he's supposed to go back to school this year eventually, but he has a year gap, so he's been extended. So, but he's in school. He's doing a lot. He's a good kid. He's doing all the right things. It's just, I think he needs some help with some certain stuff. So I've been helping him behind the life back, kind of. So that's the situation.
I see. Okay. Ray, let me throw you on hold for 1 second, please. Fat Boy, you can handle that over there. I think maybe we have to call him back. This would have nothing to do with the studio. It's just phone connections.
Yeah, it seems like a bad connection. I hope it's a bad connection and not something with that phone running through that board coming to us.
Yeah, I don't think it is. It sounded like he was just going, it was just going in and out. Even at the beginning, it sounded like speaker.
Yeah, he kind of had that underwater sound on him.
Yeah. And to the smart a-hole that's texting in, there would be no way to test. You can't call somebody ahead of time and say, hey, we're going to go live on the radio right now and test this during a song.
Yeah, it'd be tough to test this.
It sounds fine off the air, but then on the air, it's a little gargled.
Yeah.
Garbled. Marbled. It sounded like crap. It really did.
Fat Boy, I just said it might be our board. Hang on. Apparently, it sounds fine on the handset.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe it is. Yeah.
It's something with us, man.
It is.
Something with the board?
Yeah. Oh, no.
It's the whole setup. I try to call him back, but if I try to bring him up, it just hung up on him.
Yeah.
How did you do it the first time that it brought him up?
Well, it worked that time.
No.
But it hung up on him now.
Oh, okay.
So we're 1-for-3 on that.
Well, I'm not too worried about it.
No?
I got to be honest with you. Although, I'll tell you something. This would be a fine time to say this. Be careful what you wish for.
Yeah.
Because I've been wishing for a new studio for a long, long time. And I should have perfected the wish and said, a studio that is perfect, where everything is perfect. Listen to the customer service. I want everything perfect. Like, remember when I said, 3 years ago, man, I love being in the studio, but when we leave the studio, I go outside. It's all those salespeople, and it's like we just came to work and just did the show and went home. It'd be great. And then we got COVID, and no more salespeople were here.
Yeah, still.
Still. Ray, let's try this again.
Will you be that clear?
It sounded a little bit better.
It sounded better there, yeah. Yeah, we'll see what happens.
So the last thing that we heard was that your son graduated high school last year, taking a year off, it seems, and then is going to go back to school soon.
But not yet, as in not starting this fall.
Right.
No, he was going to take a little break.
Yeah.
But, that's the thing, man. He's been getting help from me. The whole time behind my wife's back, she's hell pressed on him painting everything.
Now it sounds like here's what we'll do. It sounds like to me that you are paying his bills behind your wife's back. She's not aware of this because he's currently not working. Now, how else? What kind of bills does this kid have at 19? I mean, is he paying rent there to live with y'all?
Yeah, he's paying rent. Phone,
She's got a burner too.
And she wants to pay for his clothes. Yeah. The only thing I think she also doing food. She wants to pay for his own food, but that's the only thing he's been paying for. Everything else I've been paying for, all of it.
And is it? I'm a big softy when it comes to my kid. I'm a pushover for sure. You the same way? Or are you saying, you know what, well, I wish I had that opportunity as a child?
Well, I don't know about – I mean, I wasn't raised that way. Like, I agree with you in ways because, you know, if a kid needs my help, I'm not going to deny that. So yeah. I don't agree with that part. But, he, you know, having to rush, grow up, and pay all these bills. But I don't know if it was a pushover, but I just feel like, you know, right, you know, it's just a thing a father should do. It's the right thing a father should do, you know?
I think – you know, it's when people say, oh, you're a pushover as a dad, but I say, no, I'm a dad who loves her kid more.
Yeah, yeah, I agree with that.
I mean, that's what it is.
Yeah, yeah.
You're a good dad.
Yeah, well, thank you, Paige.
So is that what you want to tell your wife today? Hey, I've been paying all, you want to tell her you've been paying all his bills? Is that what this is about?
Yeah, I guess that means because the dad was just, you know, just her not doing it. You know, just I don't want to lie to her either. So
yeah.
Don't want to lie to her either. I got you.
Ray, let me throw you on hold just one more time, and not playing with your emotions right now. Just yeah. Got to throw you on hold.
Okay.
Now, Fat Boy, and where Ray can't hear this. He doesn't sound like that off the air, right?
No, he sounds great over here.
Okay,
perfect.
Because I was like, I'm not gonna like. I thought maybe there was, you know.
Yeah, I don't know what's not coming through.
It sounded like Boomhauer a little bit from King of the Hill.
You can't really tell
through my headphones.
Why?
Like, I can't lock him in. So he's kind of at the mercy of, you know, picking up another line and maybe he drops.
Oh, okay. So how does that work with two people on the phone at the same time?
I don't know, man. Usually you can lock him in and, you know, you can have 4 or 5 people talking at the same time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a fancy phone.
It's not doing it right now for some reason.
You want me to go get Captain America during this segment, this commercial break?
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, okay. We might need to talk to him here in a minute, see if we can't get Truth and Consequences underway with Ray and his wife.
That's right. Don't give up hope. This is going to happen. It's going to work out just fine.
We're going to figure something out here in the next 5 to 7 minutes.
Yeah. I mean, I did get to ask him the question. I'm going to ask him when he comes back. I said, man, are you scared of your wife? Like, are you? I don't think anybody should be in a relationship where they're scared of the other person.
That's
when
not
you
a
tell
good relationship.
Something.
No.
Can't be. Can't
especially
be.
If it's an ass kicking that you're expecting.
No, that's bad.
All right. We'll hope to God make the call next. So Rise Guys, it's Truth and Consequences.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Morning, everybody.
Morning, Shell.
Hey, welcome back. Hey, thank you.
We've had our engineer in, who is awesome, and... hopefully everything is fixed now in our brand new studio.
Hopefully so.
Fatboy's looking concerned, though.
You got to work out some kinks and whatnot in here. What's wrong, Fatbo? What's got you
looking? Nah, it's too much going on.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what's don't know.
Yeah. Well, we'll run our mouths for a minute. You get, you know, figure it out. Take your time. No rush, no pressure.
Well, it's
some pressure, no rush.
I was saying off the air, it was a bold move to come back and be in a brand new studio without us being in here.
Yeah.
To test, and then also our first major segment after sports is one that's reliant on the phones.
Yeah, yeah, the untested phones. Right. I mean, we know they work, but they haven't been tested on the air because we have to do that on the air.
Now, I have received a thumbs up from producer Fatboy that we're going to try this out right now. Unless he was hitchhiking, I don't know.
He could have been
practicing.
He could have been.
Okay, Ray. Oh no, Ray. Ray's on line 4. Hey, Ray.
Oh. He should be able to hear us.
Ray.
Huh.
Well, you
know, how unusual.
I'm afraid Fatboy's going to literally. You remember the Cabbage Patch Kid that his head was literally blowing up?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think that's what Fatboy's going to end up being like today. Don't hold that in, Fatboy.
The line is, there's no noise on the line like there would be from an active phone line.
Mm-mm. No.
So he may hear us, but we can't hear anything coming through line 4.
What's the FOF line? If one would want to call it right now that's maybe even on the show and needs to step over here in the corner to call it.
I believe it's 864.
Well, hold on. I can hit my phone. I mean, somebody needs to get their phone ready.
864.
Yeah.
241.
Uh-huh.
4318. You can vent your frustrations about anything in your life at that number. Leave us a voicemail. We play the best of them every Friday morning.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, it's relying on that.
Assuming that works this coming Friday.
That's also a good point. No. But it's going to work.
Yeah, you know, that will.
It should be able to hear us.
Yeah. Hey, man.
Try it. Hang on.
You know, maybe this is the intervening.
I heard it briefly. I heard the line briefly.
He's going.
Because it hung
him.
Up on him.
Fatboy, this is not on you. No one is thinking that this is you not knowing what to do. I know that stress you're feeling right now.
How are you?
And it's where nobody and to management that's listening, and where I'm not mad at you either.
No, not
I'm
at all.
Not mad at all. I'm not, because usually when I am, it's
Fat Boy's up against it. I don't know what happened, but something.
The number I need to call him does not work.
It just did.
I mean, the one single number in his number does not work.
So
this
you
ain't ready.
You broke the phone? Or someone did.
The phone has a number button that does not work, I think we found out.
Okay.
I wonder if the same number's in his wife's number. We're screwed.
Oh, God. Oh, no. If they're on the same cell plan, it may be, because they're usually a number or two off.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Oh, man. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. I heard we're getting another phone console brought in.
Oh, cool. That's fine. Fat Boy has. We'll try again, man. Don't be
Ready?
Frustrated. And I'm saying that those of you listening right now, just chill. We'll try again. Ray?
Oh, that sounds like something.
Yeah, I'm here. Oh,
got him now. Got him.
Okay.
Fat Boy is a genius.
Perfect. This is perfect. We all just throw our hands up like we're at revival just now.
No.
Perfect. All right, Ray. I know that only added to your nervousness already. You're going to call your wife. You're Hopefully. Going to tell her that you have been paying your son's bills. Your son lives in the home. She's been having him pay part of the utilities and the grocery and everything. He's 19, correct?
He's 19.
Okay. And he's going to be starting school of some kind maybe next year, but right now it's just one of those gap years.
That's coming too.
He's going to take a little time and get out.
I understand a word.
Oh, man. Fat Boy, put your headphones on real quick. Man. Ray's going in and out
what?
Again.
Can't understand a word what he just said to us, man.
Hang on, man.
Not his fault. We're sorry, Ray. Sorry, everybody. We really are. I mean, you know, we do feel sorry that nothing is not working out right now.
Yeah.
Sorry to keep him online and maybe nothing even happens because we can't pull it off.
Well,
waste his time.
See, that's part of the reason why I don't learn how to do those things. So I won't feel that pressure, but I know that pressure because one time I was at a place. Actually, if I could throw a rock real far, I could hit it from here.
Mm-hmm.
That has batting cages and things like
that.
And the batting cages, I was there one night, and it was just packed full of people. you know, back when people went out and
yeah.
were active.
Oh, yeah.
And the pitching machine, all of them just went down. And the guy that was running the thing was probably 14, 15 years old, I would imagine. Hell, they all look young now.
Yeah.
And grown men were just giving that kid, like, the you son of a gun, you kill you with these eyes kind of look. And I was like, good Lord.
Probably ain't his fault nor anything he can really do about it.
He's got to call somebody. He can't go in there working on this stuff. All right. Go get a friend and get him to throw the ball to you maybe.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe your bad attitude's why you're here at the batting cage.
Maybe it is.
Because you don't have a friend to throw the ball to you.
That could be true, Matt, man. You might be right about that.
But that poor kid, I imagine Fat Boy right now feeling like that poor 14 to 15-year-old.
Everybody needs help sometime.
Yeah, yeah. But see, that young man didn't have an engineer standing by.
A support system.
You know how I think Fat Boy typically feels more often than not?
He doesn't.
I think he feels like the dude driving around on the driving range collecting the balls where everybody's hitting them at him.
Oh yeah.
Because in his little metal cage on his cart, he is a target.
For sure.
Yeah.
And it's not him. And the text, you know what? Don't send them hateful towards Fat Boy. Even if you're playing, he'll take them personally.
He may.
And I don't
He's too busy to see him right now.
No, that's fine. He's getting everything squared away.
Yeah, I'm trying to listen out of one ear, kind of see where
we're
going.
Yeah, I'm doing the same thing.
Yeah,
you know. We're going to have to, you know, do this another time.
Okay.
Makes sense at this point.
So we're about to go to break anyway, but
yeah,
you know,
I mean, it's
after
too,
that, yeah.
Too late to start now.
Okay.
It really is.
Goodness.
So, you know.
Well, this is where I am going to say it was your fault then.
Technical difficulty. Look, I don't take it. I don't take it onus for any of this that happens.
It's that 14 or 15-year-old kid from the fun park who screwed up the pitching machine's fault.
It is.
It's his fault.
It is. It's always his fault.
One of those trial and error things you got to actually try.
I'm sure you'll tell him this off the air if you haven't already. Ray, our apologies. We'll see. Well, hopefully we get this on another day this week, maybe tomorrow. But you don't have to bring him on. But just thank you, Ray. Sorry for that. And thank you.
We'll try to get him back on.
We'll figure out how to hear you next time, Ray.
I hope Ray's not one of those who's like, you know what? I'm never going to listen again now. You made me here's part of the thing.
Well, he has to listen because he has to tell his wife.
But Ray,
and he can't tell her without doing this.
I think it's okay to say this. Ray normally doesn't leave the house for 25 more minutes.
Mm-hmm. He left early today.
Left before she got up.
Yeah, he left by 7 o'clock today.
So he's going to have to do that again.
Yeah. That's why my wife feels bad.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Feel bad for Ray.
All right. Well, we can just, I mean, look, it's no big deal.
No, we
I mean,
stuff,
it is. Yeah. It is for Ray, and he now he's got another 20-something hours to fill all this nervousness and stress. But, hey, join the club, pal.
Come in here with us. It's warm here, ain't it? I thought it was just me. Then I saw Matt take glasses off and wipe down
a little bit.
Fog
it up.
I know. It's muggy in here.
You know what? I don't need to see.
I've had mine off all morning, man. Every time I put them on, they fog up.
Yeah. You're talking about your pants, though.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Again, Ray, we'll get this on another day. I promise you. We can just go right into headlines if everybody is comfortable in doing so.
That seems like our best bet, man. See what's going on in the Plex.
All right. Yeah, Paige, what are you working on over there?
We're going to tell you how you can protect yourself against burglars, and you may be doing it all wrong next in your Rise Guys headlines.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh, this sounds like a story coming from the left. Uh-huh, that's what it sounds like.
Oh, no, we don't want that.
We're not raiding any houses.
Yeah, we don't want any of that lib blank stuff on here. All right, we'll get to that next in your Rise Guys headlines.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
Morning, everybody.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Paige with you. And if you're afraid of getting robbed, we've got some tips for you. Tips from burglars on how to protect your home from burglars.
They used to have a whole show about this on Discovery Channel or something.
Well, now it's just... it's basically Netflix documentaries. Yeah, like they'll teach you how to rob a bank. They'll teach you how to, you know, call in bomb threats.
Oh, yeah.
All kind of cool stuff.
A lot of valuable information.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want you to tell me, but it's important where you keep your valuable stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, if you hide it in the refrigerator, if you put it in the backyard.
My TV won't fit in my refrigerator.
Yeah, I know. That's the one thing you worry about the most. Don't take the TV.
Take anything but.
Well... you know, they talk about immigrants back in the day when they would come to this country, they would sew all their valuables into their clothes to get over here.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, that's why when you see a lot of these old photos of people at Ellis Island and it's summertime and they're wearing, like, wool jackets and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a lot of times, think about, especially if you had any kind of riches or whatever, that'd be heavy.
That's heavy.
Oh, yeah. Ever think of it like you're not going to find many valuables inside my home? There aren't that many.
No, 9 carries his in his person.
Does he?
No.
Oh, well, that's little compartments.
Like, there's no jewelry of any kind inside my home.
I asked him to borrow $5 the other day. He's been over.
Yeah. Does he have a corn purse?
Yeah, he does.
It's a corn purse.
Well, so these experts,
careful now. The counter's not 5 feet high anymore. Don't break your ankle. Loud
these
as hell.
Burglars that are giving us tips to protect ourselves from burglars say burglars usually get in and out in less than 10 minutes. And they use a good chunk of time because they know where to hit. They hit bedroom dressers and closets for jewelry, credit cards, weapons, and other valuables. So, you know, you might want to avoid those areas and maybe, you know, put it in the bathroom.
Do you think now, well, I'm sure of it, but...
Might not be the best idea to put all your guns in the bathroom, go take hot showers and steam them every day.
No,
that's a bad idea.
That a lot of casing is done now.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think you get a lot of random home... in some neighborhoods maybe, but like I think a lot of it's planned out. Like maybe it was...
inside.
Someone you had in the house to work on it, mm-hmm. or whatever, and they're like... Maybe they're not telling them for information. They're just saying, hey, man, I was working on this house, and you would not believe all these star awards that were on the wall.
So many star awards.
Not in here.
Or, you know, some kind of, oh, man, they had the gold bars laying everywhere. And then that person hears it, tells a friend, suddenly, boom.
So is a Ring doorbell, is it battery operated?
You can get either.
Okay. I don't know if you can just rip it off. Because you know the Ring people be like, hey, I see you walking down the driveway.
No, they're hard as hell to install, too.
Yeah.
And you would see who would rip it off, so that would defeat
it. Just spray paint the front of it.
And you're under surveillance just as much as the people you're trying to catch, except you paid for it, you dummy.
Yeah. So if you get a guard dog, make sure it's a mean guard dog and not just a big baby. That's important.
Yeah.
Make sure it barks and growls and shows teeth.
To Nine's point, though, the Ring doorbells will surveil you. You remember that time I got caught farting in the backyard?
Yeah.
On the Ring.
I've seen so much stuff on my doorbell.
Tell us.
I mean, some of it is just sad. I've seen someone hit their kid, and it's just people just drunk in the middle of the night walking down the road, and it's just really sad. It's awful.
How far you got your distance set on that thing?
It's
you got it out of the road?
Everything in my neighborhood, you know. There's a lot of people walking by. And, you know, it just horrible.
Hit them again.
And people that are just wandering aimlessly in the middle of the night is the most interesting thing.
They should make them where you could actually shoot a gun from it. Like if somebody walks up and tries to get in your house, it would shoot out a bullet or at least some mace.
Do something.
Here's another good idea.
James Bond thing.
Yeah.
If you had if you have a light on your front porch, put a timer on it so it goes on.
Okay. What if you just leave it on? Is that
then they know it's on when they're casing.
Well, that's
Oh yeah. Yeah, it's like on Home Alone.
Yeah, it is.
Remember they were, even back then they had the technology to turn them off.
Timer's been around, but they're rich people there.
They're
saying this is the best thing to get is to use a wireless alarm system because burglars can easily cut wires.
Oh yeah, they could.
So we need to outlaw scissors then. Why not?
Wire cutters.
Scissors are really just two knives. Let's think about this.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. It's two knives.
Two knives pitching together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, these. I mean, I like my camera setup at the house more than like a Ring doorbell setup for me personally.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gives me. I mean, I got multiple cameras and stuff. And it's all right there.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have motion detection on that so you can see?
No, it's always on. It's always recording. It's recording right now.
That could be annoying, and you know, anytime something's, it's always
dinging. Hey, nine. I'm at your house, nine. I mean, we grew up watching people cutting wires. Could you still hot wire a car? It's not a thing anymore, right?
I don't know. You still see it in movies.
I'm still stealing those cars.
Red and yellow.
I mean, it's crazy the amount of things in my life that I just base off movies. You know, right. I see it. Like, I think, oh, if I go downtown Greenville at 2 a.m., the Catholic Church will be open for me to walk in and pray.
Sure.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, apparently since the 90s, it's been much more difficult to hotwire a car.
Okay.
Dang. That long.
Yeah, the simple answer is these new cars, no, you cannot.
You have to hack them.
Hmm. You can't drive them with a wooden flathead screwdriver.
No, not anymore.
Yeah, in the movies, they yank some wire out and then push them together. You see a couple sparks. Start right up.
Well,
world is a stage.
In 2010, the Saw movie, the final chapter, really wasn't the final chapter because there's a new Saw movie in the works and it's set to be released Halloween 2023.
Well, they put one out like last year, the Chris Rock one, Spiral.
Was that good?
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. I never saw
it. It's a Saw movie. They're all the same. If you've seen one, you've seen them all.
Yeah.
We'll get you. Saw.
You want to play a game?
I want to play a game.
So as far as the plot of this movie, it's all
going to be Will Smith chasing Chris Rock around, slapping him about the face.
The studio promises the film will capture fans' hearts and other body parts with all new twisted, ingenious traps and a new mysterious... mystery to solve.
Jinkies.
Mysterious mystery to solve. There we go.
I believe Velma just lost her glasses.
Yeah, they put one out in 2017, 2021. Got one coming out next year, I guess.
And he owns that IP now. Chris Rock, right? Like, that's his?
I don't think so. James Wan's still making most money off that.
Okay. I like the raspiness in your voice.
Yeah,
though.
Right?
I do.
Drink something, trying to clear it up a little bit.
No, I wasn't saying that. I appreciate it. I really like it.
Still, my throat's a little dry. I'm going to drink something.
Saw movie will come out October 27th of 2023, so get ready for Halloween coming up next year, not this year.
Don't you think they kind of waste a little bit? Like, you really, I mean, horror movies, you know, they'll do well whenever, but they always make them come out the week of Halloween. And everybody's already decorating this stuff, and in the hell, they're already selling the haunted house tickets around here.
Yeah, they are.
So
pre-sale.
Why not roll it out at the end of September? Let it. I mean, do they just want that opening weekend money? Is where they really?
I think it's where they'll get most of it. Is opening weekend.
Yeah, I just think they're missing the boat on some of it. But then again, how long do the normal movies stay in theaters now? 2 weeks, 3 weeks?
No, they go longer than that. The big ones do anyway.
Oh, okay.
For the big ones, definitely. Mm. Well, if you've ever dreamed of owning a pair of underwear from the royal family, your dreams can come true.
You know, I never thought about it.
Not even Prince Harry's underwear?
No.
That's up for a bid for $250,000. And you're wondering who got his underwear in the first place because he's a married man, right?
Yeah.
Shouldn't be leaving it in places.
No.
No.
Are they cut off?
No, these are intact, I imagine.
Because I've left underwear that I had to cut off of me.
I mean, if you were going to pay $250,000, you wouldn't want cut underwear. You want it pristine.
What do you think Charles' underwear looks like? Charles, ooh.
He probably wears, like, you know.
BVDs with holes in them.
Satin boxers with a crest on them.
Like,
I don't know.
Man, that's a guy. He's royalty rich as hell, but, like, don't you think he'd stink? He just looks like he's got a stink about him.
Yeah, probably.
He might say the same thing about me, too. But still.
That's all right. He can say if he wants to. A good thing for you is he don't know you exist. He can't say that.
That's true, Jim.
On the movie thing, I'll throw this in real quick. Somebody texts in Top Gun Maverick still in theaters. It's on like week 11.
Whoa.
So it's been out for a while. Mm. But not many make it that far nowadays. But yeah, I never thought about any royal underwear from any royal family or any member of any royal family.
No. I'm surprised they even go to the bathroom.
See, the open auction is at the Hustler Club in Vegas. And
oh, God.
Of course it is.
That's a place that already stinks.
Bidder pledged $250,000 for the underwear. Oh. And the guy said he wants to build a shrine to the underwear at the top of the strip club he owns in San Diego. And the bidding will continue until September 30th.
Wow. You know, the whole thing about commodes being called the throne actually comes from monarchies. And, like, even popes would have toilets on their thrones.
Oh, really?
It makes sense. Yeah. Then we have to get up during some long ceremony.
Yeah, there'd be a some kind of... You ever see those things that are like those big ceramic bowls, and then there's this big like jug sitting in the middle of it?
Oh, yeah.
They're not Jeremy Clement. Oh. Well, and it's also for cleaning your rear end.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Back in the day, like a we'd call like a horse bath today. They would use that to clean themselves. But, yeah, that's where the throne thing comes from.
Yeah, people. I mean, people always had to make a way.
Don't Google that in case it's wrong.
No, I'm not.
That's why he's got the big robe.
I mean, I've seen that before. Like, especially, I saw it from some kind of religious artifact where there was a little door underneath, and they could go to town while they were sitting there.
Yeah, take out the chamber pot underneath, you're good to go.
There's no telling what they were doing with the scepter.
The shorts are being sold by a former stripper named Carrie Royale, who partied with Harry during his infamous bender in Vegas a decade ago. You know he's married now, and I don't think his wife would be too happy about this.
No.
Well, she don't seem too happy about much.
She never has like a smile. Not even a fake one.
That's the one royal thing she got down is never smile.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's the resting royalty face.
Yeah, it is.
All right, then. I'm Paige, and those are your Rise Guys headlines.
Get ready next month for resting witch face, my pretties.
Oh, yes.
All right. What now?
A little witch laugh hurt.
Your little witch laugh hurt.
That hurt a little bit.
All right. Thank you. Yeah, well, we heard a little bit about this. I have not heard any details about Nine's prom from over the weekend.
Prom in August? What the hell, man?
Yeah, I know. Well, it had to happen, and I wanted it to happen, and now it's happened.
It did. It happened.
So Nine will tell us where he left his underwear next.
Where did I leave him?
Huh?
I don't remember where I left him.
Ooh, juicy.
Or maybe I do.
What, his underwear?
They were at the end of the night. I see.
Okay. All right. We'll get to all that and more. Nine went to the prom. So, Rise Guys. Morning, everybody.
The leaders of the P1 revolution, the Rise Guys. RiseGuys.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.